Hello there. Welcome once again. 30-day cash injection challenge. So what are we talking about today? Today I have a new idea for you. And it's strange because this is an idea that I think every business should be using, but very few. Actually, I haven't seen many businesses doing this. I can't think actually of other businesses other than my company and my late mentor's company, because we've used this strategy many, many, many times. The strategy that I wanna put to you today is, this one I think is particularly for companies that manufacture products. If you look there, if you look just behind me, those are my books. That's my second book, The Best Advice I Ever Got. I actually thought I was going to have a copy of the book with me as I record the call, but I kind of forgot to bring it closer. But you can see it in the background, because I want to talk about that book just to make a point for the lesson that I want to teach you today. So the lesson I want to teach you today is about products. Whether, let's just say, if your company creates products, or it creates software, even things like software or some kind of a system, particularly for those people who say, I'm in the service business space, I don't sell products. Chances are there's a system that that you are trying to develop for your services, whether it's coaching or training or whatever it is. If you create a product, there's a cost that is obviously associated with that. I mentioned the book behind me, because if you think it's a product, right? And creating a book, publishing a book costs money. So let's look at the product then. Let's look at the product that you want to create or system that you want to create. What I want you to do, I want you to think about who this would be for when it's finished. So when your product is finished, or your system is finished, or your software is finished, or your book is finished, who would buy that thing? Because that's your market, right? That's your customer, that's your target market. So a lot of us, we tend to go through the pain of creating a product. And then once we've created the product, we then go to the market to sell the thing. What I want to propose to you today is something slightly different. I want you to figure out and be very clear who this is for. Make a list of maybe 10 or 20 potential customers for what you have, or potential companies, if it's corporates that would buy this, or if it's individual, it doesn't matter. Just make a list of your potential customers for this product, or for this service, for this system that you're developing, or this software. Then find out what it would cost to create it, to produce it. Get your costs, get your quotes and everything, so that you know exactly what this thing would cost. Now, once you've done that, I want you to reach out. I want to propose, at least, I want to propose that you reach out to all or some of these potential customers. Reach out to them. Basically, talk about how your product would solve a problem they have, right? Or why what you have is something that could benefit them. But you then say to them, I don't want to sell this to you. I actually want to propose a partnership. Here's how the partnership would work. You tell them how much you need to produce this thing. And then you then say to them, once you've produced it, you tell them how much you need to produce the thing. And then you recommend that they partner with you by covering the cost of production for this product. And there are many ways you can then structure this deal. Things like books. How I've used this is that I would go to a corporate and I would negotiate a deal where, I mean, let's say I need 100,000 rand to get the books released. Then I would negotiate a deal such that if they give me that 100,000, I'll give them X amount of copies. Chances are I'll give them 150 rands worth of books based on the retail price of the book. So if they were to buy the book, if they don't give me the money now and they have to buy the book, they would have to buy it at retail, correct? So I say to them, I'll give you, if you give me the money to produce this book, I will give you 150 rands worth off books, meaning they'll get more books than what they paid had they, if they were just buying the book retail. That one, that'd be one. The other thing I would do, I would negotiate, I would say to them, for the first 1,000 copies or for the first 5,000 copies of the book, I would have your logo in the book, which means they would still get that mileage. Whoever buys any of the copies of the first 1,000 or the first 5,000, the logo of the company would be there. So that's how I would use it for books. So for you, depending on what it is you want to create, you could do a similar deal where you could say, just try to give them a value that is higher than what they pay you. Why would I do that? The thing is, I would still be profitable. The book is now out. I also look at the other benefits of having a book out, speaking engagements, other opportunities that come as spin-offs from having the book out. So I would factor all those things. And more than anything, 100,000 Rand would get me, I mean, I don't know, these days, I can't think of what that is in the current rate, you know, in terms of printing costs. But back in the day, I mean, 100,000, I could print jeepers, a couple of thousand copies. So just think about that, 100,000, a couple of thousand copies. The books, of course, they've got huge margins. They've got a huge markup, particularly if you don't sell them through the bookstores, because they take a big chunk of the price. The retail price, half of it goes to bookstores and then distributors and all that stuff. But I digress. So find a partner who could cover your cost, negotiate a deal that they will get the product for, they'll get X amount of your product when the product is out. You could even say, if it's something that has got really tight margins and they don't need a lot of it, you could even say that they could be your partner for a year. Meaning that they would get one all their money back from the sales of the product, and you would give them a 20% return on top of that, 20% return on, and they can have the product as well, because you, as we have already said, this is something that they would typically buy anyway from you. So that's the idea for you. What would you like to create that lack of money is preventing you from creating it? And who can you go to? Who would be an ideal buyer or customer for this that you can go to and get them to actually give you the money in advance, basically pay for you to pay for it to be created. In return, they'll get the product for themselves, as many copies of that as it makes sense for them to get. If they don't need lots of copies of that, you could give them, they could participate as a partner for a year, which means they would get all their money back and they'll get free usage. If let's say it's software, they could even get free usage of that for life. You give them a lifetime access to the software that they'll never have to pay, in which case you may not have to pay them back the money. So I would love to hear from you, because some of the things I'm going to share, because we've all have different businesses, I'd love to hear your thinking. So use the opportunity. We've got these videos now, we're getting these videos on the app. Talk to me. There's an opportunity within that app where you could write back to me, ask me questions, let's engage, because I'd love to hear how you could use this in your own business. That's the strategy for today. If you're not viewing this through the app, please go download the app, because within the next few days, I'm probably going to stop posting these online. On where you have to view them via your computer, they'll go straight to your phone through our app. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to day zero. Go to day zero. There is a QR code there. Take a snap of that with your phone, upload that app on your phone so that these things can come directly to your phone going forward. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. Go do that exercise. Don't forget to engage with me. Talk to me. There's a lot more that's coming. So as you think about these ideas, even if you're not clear, reach back to me and just say, hey, I'm not clear how to implement this. This is what I'm thinking. Then maybe I can guide you a little bit. So anyway, thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves. I look forward to engaging soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.